$1.53. It's now a $7 favourite over the Appleby trained Blue Point at $10 and Bound for Nowhere at $15 for Wesley Ward. Now, it had a fair break due to injury. It's come back and won this Group 2 race overnight at York. They're talking about the Diamond Jubilee as a possibility. It's been already thrown out there as a possible Everest horse, particularly if it won a Diamond Jubilee. So we'll keep an eye on that as we head towards Royal Ascot, a horse called Invincible Army. Now, I want to go back, just before I finish, to Saturday. We've given you the news that 60s Groove is now lining up in the Doomben Cup. And Young Stars, the favourite there at $4.80 over Gem Song at $5.50. And 60s Groove is now marked a $12 chance. $12 and $3.90 the place is 60s Groove in the Doomben Cup. The JRA three-year-old plate offers up so much on Saturday. Zoo Styles the favourite at $1.95. Plaguestone at $2.20, and Ronstar is the next best to run up there at $11. So there are a couple of races for Doomben on Saturday. Morfordville, we spoke with Danny O'Brien around the Goodwood. Sprite is the $3.80 favourite over Cool Passion at $6.50, and Iconoclasm at $7.50 in the Goodwood currently at Tab. And I wanted to give you a couple of those updates for Rose Hill, particularly around the third race. Was it the third race or the Oliveris runs in this race as the favourite at this stage? But just be wary of that, because Chris Lees has told us that the horse will go to Brisbane and will come out of this race. So it hasn't happened officially yet, but expect Oliveris to go to Brisbane. What was the other one I wanted to tell you? Was it the second race? Just going back here regarding the interviews that we've had this morning. Now, it was the third race. Jazzland there for Christian Buchanan is currently at $8 with Oliveris in that race. And Madison Avenue for Billy Owen is an $8.50 chance. And we spoke to both of those as guests this morning on Racing HQ. So we've had plenty of news through our news hour. Glenn Boss has told us that after 3 years in Singapore, he is returning to be based in the short term in Melbourne. His last meeting in Singapore will be Saturday week for three Group 1s in the Cranzy Stakes meeting. He'll be riding in Melbourne by the end of the month, and then he'll weigh it up. The possibility is that he'll base himself in Brisbane long term, but he's very much excited to be coming back to Australia. We've learnt that Nikita Berryman will ride Dubious in Saturday week's Kingsford Smith Cup, riding at 48 kilos, so the horse on the way to the big Group 1, the two-year-old on Saturday week. And we've also informed you that Chris Lees has told us that Hallelujah Boy has a quarter crack and has been scratched from the Doomben Cup, and therefore 60s Groove will run in that race. After the break, Sean's along full-time to give us all the preview information for Wyong. That'll be followed by On the Pace and also Going Greyhounds. And at 11 o'clock, the full preview for Hamilton with Mark Hunter.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Good morning, Madison. Claire Sloan with your Sky Sports Radio news. Tech giants Facebook, Google, Twitter, Microsoft and Amazon are vowing to end the sharing of violent content in the wake of the Christchurch massacre. The multi-billion dollar businesses have gathered in Paris, Facebook already announcing a one-strike policy banning anyone who posts violent material for 30 days. A man has gone on a wild rampage with a tomahawk and hammer, attacking the outside of Parramatta local court. The 52-year-old was smashing up the courthouse window before police arrived and threatened them as well. And the days are numbered for Ivan Milat. The convicted serial killer has been diagnosed with terminal cancer. The 74-year-old has lost more than 20 kilos in the last 2 months and was moved to Prince of Wales Hospital in Sydney earlier in the week. Making headlines in sport, Australia's boxing got a look at the next generation when Tim Zhu showed off his supreme talent to claim the Australian super welterweight title against Joel Camilleri last night. Zhu now undefeated from 13 fights. The Dragons will consider asking the NRL for a special exemption to allow Jack DeBellin to play against the Knights on Sunday if he wins his federal court challenge against the league's no-fault stand-down rule tomorrow. Meanwhile, Panthers star James Maloney insists he can still play a key role for the Blues at Origin level despite a run of poor form. Not so good news for the Swans. Buddy Franklin is set to miss a fourth straight game with an ankle injury. Franklin was rated unlikely to face North Melbourne on Saturday after pulling up sore again at training and won't be rested. And Ben Simmons has announced he will be a Boomer this year, making his debut for Australia ahead of the 2019 Basketball World Cup. That's all the latest on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
On Sky Sports Radio, the traffic report.
Is the car behind a little too close for comfort? Well, right now at 40 Winks, you can get any size mattress for the price of a single. Hurry, limited time only, 40 Winks. Serious about sleep. Maryland's M4, debris, concrete bricks at Coleman Street, eastbound direction. Heavy traffic, the M2 approaching that Lane Cove tunnel. The M7 still heavy, approaching Elizabeth Drive in a northbound direction. We've got a slow run, Victoria Road just past Lyons at Citybound. You never know what's just around the corner, so for peace of mind, book a Pettis brake, steering, suspension check for just $28. Visit petters.com.au today. I'm Silvio on Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio talks racing and sports every morning. Sunday's the Big Sports Breakfast Weekend talks racing with the newsmakers like Anthony Cummings on Libertini.
Yeah, finally she's very good, and it is hard not to get excited about it, but she's been fantastic each of the three runs.
There's the quiz, your talkback calls, plus Peter Peters and Bulldog Richie talking rugby league. Big Sports Breakfast Weekend, Sunday mornings from 7, Sky Sports Radio.
Kevin Tari dashes away in the Randwick Guineas.
Introducing the best miler of his generation, Kevin Tari, a strikingly handsome son of Lonro and record-breaking Group 1 Randwick Guineas winner. His victory is rated by Timeform as the best ever in the race's history, beating fellow Group 1 winners, Trapeze Artist, Ace High and Argento. Kevin Tari, now standing at Dali for $33,000, including GST. Start with a Dali Stallion and the rest will follow.
50 months interest free store wide at Harvey Norman. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until July 2023. Get what you want now and pay later. Furniture and bedding, home appliances, televisions and technology. Minimum finance amount $750. Approved applicants only. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. Limited time only. 50 months interest free available now. In store and online. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until July 2023 at Harvey Norman.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
At 11 past 10, racing glad Wyong, Phil Robinson is the pack manager. Good morning, Phil.
How you going?
Not too bad. What's the day dawned like at Wyong today?
Barely a cloud in the sky, like it has been the last probably 4 or 5 days leading up. So we've put a fair bit of irrigation on, considering it's in the winter time. Put about 10 mil in the last 7 days. We put 2 mil last night.
Right, so how would you officially rate the track today?
The track's a good 4.
Right, good 4, the rail?
It's in the true.
All right, and is that, where's that compared to last week? Have you brought it in, or has it been there?
Yeah, we brought it back in. It was out 3 metres the entire last meeting.
Grass still growing, Phil, or starting to slow right down there?
Definitely starting to slow down, but we oversow our Waikouya with a rye grass to try and make sure there's coverage there all winter round. So that's starting to kick through now that it's cooling down.
Terrific. So a good day. It'll be a beautiful day and a good four in the rail too. Couldn't ask much better.
No, definitely not. Should be good.
All right. Good on you. All the best, Phil.
Thanks, mate. Bye.
Phil Robinson at Wyong, 12 past 10. Gary Harney's going to find the winners. Morning, Gary.
Good morning, Sean. What a beautiful day. We've had magnificent weather the last few days. It's more like spring. It'll be another lovely day, 24, 25 degrees at Wine today. Track's a good 4, very, very nice program. Couple of odds on shots. Very hard to see them being beaten. They look a class above their rivals, the 2 odds on shots. We'll talk about them when we come to that race. But all in all, it's a very good program in the quaddie. Races, the last 4 are pretty wide open. Righto, mate, let's have the market in race 1.
Okay, 1 Manly Cove, $5, 2 Little 1 to 13, 3 Moin to 13, 4 Paws, 81, 5 Riverbird, $1.40, 6 She's My Girl, 8, 7's Out, number 8, Stanford Mether, is $81. 9 up to it, 81. 10 into Continental, 9, 15, 11 out. Favourite, 145, River Bird.
My numbers here are 5, 6, 1 and 10. This is one of the short price commodities. Number 5, River Bird, looks an out-and-out certainty in this race. Let's have a look at her form. She ran in the Gosford Guinea. She got the less than 5 lengths to Military Zone last start, December 28. She ran 3 consecutive seconds at Canterbury to Rulam in Ruby, beaten ahead, to Leicester, beaten a long head, and Lundberg, beaten a long head again. Now, that was back in November, December. She's had 2 recent trials. She has won both trials. And the last trial, there was a tearaway leader. She was running second. She wasn't pushed out at all. A horse that runs second, Snow Valley, in the trial, raced really well at Scone at the carnival the other day. And Prophet's Thumb was a good thing beaten at Scone. And it ran third in the trial, even though, you know, it was hard held to the line. This filly, River Bird, went really, really good. Got a nice barrier, Cathy O'Hara to ride. She'll be too good for these at the long odds on. Number 6, She's My Girl. I thought it was second pick. It's won a string of trials recently. I saw it run second at Cessnock. It's only start back in July last year. It was only just beaten. It had every chance. Led all the way. Taken on from the 600. But just got nailed by Pluck and Lucky, who went on to win a couple of races after that. One Manly Cove has got a place chance, the Bjorn Baker. It's run second in a recent trial. And number 10, Intercontinental, trained by the Snowden, having its first start. Trials enough at Flash. It's an exceeding excel colt, bred by Sir Patrick and Lady Hogan over there in New Zealand. But I expect it'll go much, much better on race day. Got Barrier 1 and Tim Clark. 5, 6, 1, 10.
Right, now race 2, 1 Badge of Honour, 101, 2 Display Case, 126, 3 Haversack, 61, 4 Road to Blue Sky, 250, 5 Solid North is 101, 6 out, 7 Downstage, 650, 8 Patriot Missile, 81, 9 Prince Camelot, 420, 10 The Boomerang, 350, 11 Low and Princess, 550. Favourite, 250, 4 Road to Blue Sky.
Race 2, 10, 9, 4 and 7. This is my best bet. I mean, you can't tip them short price ones as your best bet, but the Boomerang. He'll be in the black figures, probably around about $3.50 or $4 when, by the time they jump. I think he is the best bet of the day. Trained by David Payne, a master trainer of stayers. This young three-year-old's only had 2 runs. He went in at 1,400 at Nowra and 40-1, well beaten back April 21. Then David pushed him straight up to the 2,100 here at Wyong on May 2 when he ran a bottler. Sam Clemmerton rode him. He led. He was 2 in front at the 1,600, still in front at the 800, and he fought on like a bulldog to just go down to Cleverly. Now, yesterday at Warwick Farm, Cleverly ranged up. Looked as if it may win a race there at around about the 300 and wasn't beaten that far. So I'm thinking the form out of the race is going to be pretty good. Number 9, Prince Camelot, chased the Boomerang home at Wyong. Finished store 1.3 lengths behind the Boomerang. Yeah, it got back a bit further than the other horse. Went up third behind the leader on straightening. Got him the clear at the 150 and hit the line pretty good. It's second pick. Number 4, Road to Blue Sky, on a very quick backup. It raced at Kembla last Saturday. What happened there? It tied a bit late. Made ground around the 600 in traffic. Went back to the inside when it got a split, but just tied a little bit late to get beat about 2 lengths. In this race, it's a definite place chance. Number 7 Downstage, likewise, all the way from Orange. 10 a good thing to beat 9, 4 and 7.
I know the 3rd, 1 Embracer, $1.15, 2 out, 3 Harry's Comet, 81, 4 Well Decorated, 15, 5 Nicky Rose, 23, 6 out, 7 Smart Decision, 750. Number 8, Avera, 14, 9 Fonts, 81, 10 Mandalong, 1 up, 15, and 11 Wow Wow Kapow, 101. Favourite, $1.15, 1 Embracer.
Race 3, 1, 7, 10 and 8. This will be long, long odds on, as you said there. Sean runs second at Warwick Farm. It's only start, beaten a length at $2.40. got hampered at the start, Embracer. Second outside the leader, shifted out abruptly at the 250. Just wanted to drift out of the straight, very green. Hit the line pretty good behind Host Win Supreme. And been trialling really good prior to that one. I trialled by 6 lengths at Randwick. Then won another one there on the 15th of April. Josh Parr, the ride, he's in great form. The Central Coast boy, the barrier's okay. And it just looks a put-in, take-out proposition. Embraces from the Gay and Adrian Stable. Number 7, Smart Decision, second pick. John O'Shea has got this filly by Smart Missile. She ran 5th at Newcastle, first up recently. Only beaten 3 lengths to Zilmo, who goes good. She was 4 wide, no cover. Contact another runner on straightening. I thought the run was good enough to be second pick here. Number 10, Mandalong, one up at a bit of value. Third run back, could run a place. And number 8, Avira, also at a pretty good price for Clary Connors. Couple of good placings lately. Rising class, but could run a place. 1, 7, 10, and 8.
Righto, the next, the 4th, the 2-year-old, number 1 out, 2 exceeding, 750, 3 Furphy, 126, 4 Hey Mighty, 7, 5 out, 6 New Offer, 9, 7 Shielded, 15, 8 Travanti, $9, number 9 Zach Hat, 2 A's, $12, 10 Blazing Miss, 240, 11 Mini Boom, 440, 12 Red October, 101, 13 Sweet Foo, 101, 14 out, 240 favourite, 10 Blazing Miss.
Race 4, 10, 11, 2 and 4. Well, she is a very, very smart filly blazing miss. And the mystery is, she hasn't won a race yet. She's had 5 starts for 3 places. Mark Newman brought her to Newcastle on debut. He was very confident. I spoke to him. Started $1.85. And she ran into a smart one in Cosmic Force. Beat her 3/4 of a length. She ran second. Went to the Kenzo. Got beat ahead to Tenley. Went to Randwick in the English nursery. Got beat 2 to a session. Come to Rose Hill in the Group 3 win and only got beat a long head to a short neck by a Merceman. Finished behind Cal Becchio in the Millennium and went to the paddock. Won a trial recently at Randwick by 4 lengths. Rachel King trialled her. She's riding her. Let her rip in the trial from the top of the straight and she bolted in, ridden out. Got a tricky draw, but she's got a ton of speed. They can go forward here from the 1100 and get one in or even lead. But she's pretty smart. I think she'll be too good for these. She may not be in black figures when they jump. Second pick in the race, number 11, Mini Boom for Gay and Adrian. It's won 2 trials lately by Spirit of Boom, as the name suggests. Hippo's rode in both trials at Randwick, and it's won them both. Led in the last one. He pushed it along in the straight. Second horse could have beat it, Blazing Miss. But as I just spoke about her, she's pretty good. But this horse still went very well. Its second pick, number 2, Exceeding Excel Colt from the Hawk Stable. Last trial at Warwick Farm. The back second last in a field of 7. Got a split on the turn, held up in the straight. Jay Ford never rode it out. Got beat about 3.5. The Roman Wolf in Strasbourg. And that trial was okay. Number 4, Hey Mighty, another one, Gay and Adrian's. Jimmy Clark had to shake it up to win the trial the other day. First up today, it's on debut, 10, 11, 2 and 4.
Race 5, now 1 out, number 2, Hidden Hills, 9.50, 3 Money Travels, $8, 4 Cops and Robbers, 6.50, 5 out. 6, Abalone, 13, 7 Set Golds, 3, 8 North, 2.70, number 9, Commander Bell, 13. 10 All Charges, 34, 11 Hasty Heart, 26, and 12 Stellar Ardens, 151. 270 favourite, number 8 North.
Race 5, numbers here, 7, 8, 4, and 3. I like Set Goals there. Bobby Alyssa rides a Rick Worthington, a Schnitzel filly. She's had one run, and she ran 3rd at Warwick Farm in January. Now, the two horses that beat her, Lashes and Kai Leach, a Saturday City horse. And they both won 2 races. She got beat 4 lengths, I know. She said the lead of the turn and fought it out that the others were 2 class. Lashes and Kylie's had beat these big 10. Now, today, Barrier 4, as I said, Bobby Bride, first up after 2 trials. I think she'll be very, very hard to beat in this race here. Second pick in the race is number 8, North. Was a dual acceptor. They're going to run here. It runs second at Randwick. That led that day in the trial. The winner nailed it right on the line in that trial, and that was Trevonti. And it was only just beaten. It's had 4 trials that I know of by Deep Field. Goes pretty good. Won a trial at Rose Hill back in January. It'll be hard to beat. Just going back to Seth Dowles, I said it led in that race at Warwick Farm, which it did not lead. I was talking about the trial that it led in recently. It was run about 3rd or 4th in that race in which Lash had beat Kylie's back in January. Third pick, number 4, Copston Roberts, got a bad habit of missing the kick. Sensationally back first up at Wyong on April 11 and come out lengths and lengths behind him. Ended up running 2nd, was a terrific run. Went to Warwick Farm, come out slow again, and ended up running about 6th. And then John Thompson sent it to the trials, and it jumped okay. Rachel King trialled it at Kemmler on May 8th. Jumped okay, shared the lead, and she had a huge grip on it in the straight. If he jumps well again today, he's got a definite strong each-way chance here, Copson Robert. Roberts, he's a former Queenslander. Number 3, Money Travels, first up. Might have been much in the trial at Grafton, but he won the trial easily, hard held. And Warren Gavelot, when he comes down here from Coffs Harbour, they normally race pretty well. 7, 8, 4, and 3.
All right, race 6-1, seeing is believing. 2:40, 2 hour fun, 5:50, 3 midi, 12. Number 4, Momentum Amethyst, 18. 5, Blues Bro, 13. 6, Time to Rethink, 19. 7, Pick of the Day, 3:20. Abel Triola, 34. 9, Nathan Road, 15. 10, Annie Saturday, 126. 11, Rolly and Riches, 151. 12, Marvellous, is 71. 13, Prince High, 151. Favourite, 2:40. 1, Seeing is Believing.
Race 6, numbers here, 1, 7, 2, and 3. Number 1, Seeing is Believing. I don't think there's a lot between it and number 7, Pick of the Day. But Seeing is Believing is as honest as the day's long. Kim Moore's got him. Trained on the track, he's had 2 runs this time in. Serge Lisby give him a pearl of a ride first up at Newcastle on April 13. Behind the leaders. Got a split soon as they straighten. And he run down De Valera. Horse of John O'Shea's, it goes pretty good. And he was able to run it down and beat it a length and a half on the line. Come to Wyong here the other day. He was worse in midfield. And he raced a bit tight late. And he only just got beat a half head or a nose. Surge protested unsuccessfully against the winner, Liardo, who had a gun run in the race. Protest was dismissed. Comes here today, 3rd up. Jay Ford rides in today. Got a lovely barrier. Gee, I think he'll be very hard to beat. On the other hand, Pick of the Day, he's got very good credentials. Trained by Pat Webster, the Jerry Harvey. Run 4th at Newcastle first up. Got a bit tight late. Was only 5 runners that day, but the winner's very good. Stella Seasun, one of Chris Lee's. She'll be going to the city shortly. Got beat about 2.5 lengths, but if you go back to her last prep, before a spell, she got beat 3.5 at Randwick to Vinnie Power. Savakul beat her 2.7 on the Kenzo in October. She runs 2nd at Palmatier, beating 2 at Warwick Farm in October. I mean, all 3 of those runs are very, very good run. Barrier 5, Travis Wolfgram. I think it's a big, big danger. Number 2, Al Fun, is that one run, bolted in at Kembla. That was on the 30th of April. Was running midfield, hit the front at the 200 and kept going to win impressively. It's 3rd pick. And number 3, best of the others, Meaty. It won a race at Musselbrook the other day. 1, 7, 2, and 3.
Right, a race 7, 1 out. Number 2, Cinque Dea, is $2.70. 3, I'm a Legend, $3.60. 4 out, 5, Defeat, $6. 6 out, 7, Gorgons, $5.50. 8, First Reading, 9. Number 9, Jamaican Dream, 7. 10, Rebecca's Quest, 12. 11, Joel and Joel, and 81. Favourite, $2.70. Number 2, Cinque Dea.
Race 7, numbers here, 2, 7, 3, and 5. I think Cinque Dea, however they call it, won a trial at Warwick Farm the other day, shared the lead, allowed to cruise home, had plenty in reserve, Kyle Willer Canterbury prior to that. Altered him one day at Gosford back on New Year's Eve. It was very impressive there. And it did run third one day at Hawkesbury. Richard and Mike will have it ready first up from the good barrier. I think it'll get the money. Number 7, Gorgon. It was very impressive winning last start at Wine. Was on the speed all the way. Hit the front in the straight and was too good for them. Number 3, I'm a Legend. Won well first up at Goulburn. Slow out, back second last. Hit the front at the 200. And number 5, Defeat's got a place out. 2.73 at 5.
Right, the 8th event, 1 Anecdote, 9.50, 2 Dylan's Romance, 18, 3 Snippernose, $5, 4 Seller, $5, 5 He's a Given, 17, 6 High Rush, $4, 7 Ladies Gem, 12, number 8 Singing Sand, 5.50, 9 Out, 10 One of the Kind, 18, 11 Big Legged Woman, 14, 12 Dancing Frying, 31, 13 Out, 14 Dies Diamond, 31, and 15 Out Tax Return, 126. The favourite, 4 Even, number 6 High Rush.
Last race of the day, numbers 6, 3, 4 and 8. Number 6, High Rush, looking for a hat-trick. Has won 2 straight lately at Scone and Wyong. Led all the way at Scone, had 61 that day, and then just come off the speed at Wyong to win last start. Sam Clinton rides. She's been on it both its wins. It'll be very hard to run down here. Snippernay's Honest, 3 placings in a row. Wyong, Newcastle, Wyong. Only just beaten in all 3. Races on the pace. Got a terrific chance. I thought He's a Given trial well after Clary Connors recently. Led in the trial. They joined it at the 800. Headed at the turn and Josh Parr just let it amble to the line. Just dropped his hand there and let it amble to the line. And number 8, Singing Sand will improve on the first up run. 6, 3, 4 and 8.
Right.
Very good program, as I said. My best set on the program is in race 2, number 10, the Boomerang. Tried to lead all the way here the other day. He's only had 2 runs. Inexperienced, but after that solid 2,100 here last start, he'd be very hard to run down here. Number 10, the Boomerang. The Quadrilla numbers. We go to race 5 here. I've just had the 3 runners, 7, 8, and 4. Race 6, 1, 7, and 2. Race 7, 2, 7, and 3, and race 8, 6, 3, 4, and 8. As I said, the weather's perfect. The track is likewise, and it's a pretty good program. We go to Newcastle on Saturday. I'll be on at the preview about 9:45, 9:50, and Sunday is a huge day in the northwest. The Gunnedah Cup, the 2019 Gunnedah Cup, $40,000 race over the mile. Acceptances this morning, and they had a huge nomination. They could have 8 or 9. Well, they'll have 8 races. They could even have 9 because, as I speak to you, the fields aren't out, but they will be out shortly. Thank you, Sean. Good luck to the putters. Hope they back a winner today.
Good on you, Gary. Gary Harley, having a look at the meeting at Wyong. Now it's 29 to 11, Sky Sports Radio. We'll update the latest news and sport with Madison Clare Sloan.
Morning to you, Cozzy. Well, Sydney's co-captain Dane Rampey's AFL-imposed fine for sledging an umpire could be challenged by the Swans with the backing of the players' union, who agree it's a little excessive. Half of the amount was suspended, but the Swans remain unhappy and are considering taking the case to the AFL Appeals Board. Former NRL player Justin Hodges has won his second professional fight in under a minute. Hodges, an ex-Kangaroo and Queensland Orange representative, blasted Troy McMahon away in just 20 seconds last night. Meanwhile, the son of an Aussie boxing icon has written his name into the record books, with Tim Zhu claiming the Australian super welterweight title with a unanimous points win over Joel Camilleri in Sydney last night. Matildas coach Ante Milicic has been unveiled as the inaugural coach of MacArthur FC, the newly named club set